Yeah. Ezra, I'd tell you to record, but it probably wouldn't work out well. To press record. Everybody say. They say over that one of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbes, I think it's the Rebbe Rashab, when he got to our Parsha and he was Mavr Sedra, like the din is in Shulchan Aruch, they have to do Shnayim Ekra Ve'echa Targum. And he opened up the Parsha and he says, Vayomer Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to the first Jew at the first message that he should go. Lech Lecha. The Rebbe Rashab used to become very emotional. He cried about this first message. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. You should start going. He was very emotional. I don't want to compare myself to the Rebbe Rashab, but I too, growing up, also became very teary-eyed and cried when I opened up this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha. But the reason is because growing up, this was my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, and I did not want to lean. So different type of tears. But so that's it. Yesterday was my birthday. I didn't even remember. I was giving shir in the shul yesterday, and one of the guys in the shul reminded me, happy birthday. But so that is. So this is my mitzvah parasha. And thank you, Rick. And so let's talk about this message that the Rebbe Rashab was very emotional about. What is this message, Lech Lecha? Mefarshim are very bothered. Mefarshim are very bothered. Do you have a Gemara about his Zara there? Mefarshim are very bothered. No, but we have to put those horns back. But the Mefarshim are very bothered. Is that Avodah Zarah? No, that's a sitter? Yeah. It's also good, but yeah, I hear that, Yeah, please. The Farshim are very bothered I think I'm good. Farshim are better bothered with the Lashon of Lech Lecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram to go, to leave. Kayadua, we know, to depart. But what's this language of Lech Lecha? Ata, Teilech, you should go. What does it mean, Lech Lecha? Go to you, Lech Lecha. So that's what's driving all the Rishonim, and is primarily Rashi, famous Rashi at the beginning of the Parsha, that he feels the necessity to explain to us what does it mean to go Lecha. So Rashi says there's an extra language here, Lecha. It obviously meant something else. So therefore Rashi says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Lech, Letoivascha, Lahana Ascha, it's gonna benefit you, it's gonna be profitable, you're gonna make out on this deal, it's gonna be Kedai. And it's a little problematic because the Mefarshim point out that although Rashi is trying to explain something that's glaringly problematic, but it's a little bit hard to swallow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to, sweeten things up in order to get Avram Avinu to follow the first commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is Avram Avinu, Av HaMoen Goyim. This is the leader of Am Yisrael ultimately, and this is the first tziv, the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to a yid. And the way it's presented is it's going to pay off. It's going to be profitable. It's a little bit deflating. What's pshat? Second very bothersome point. If you look at the pasuk, so Gevaldige Sefer, I really love his Sefer. It's a Talmud from the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, Sefer Haksava Kabbalah. It was someone in my shul, Adi Regev, who really is one of the special. You remember in the Gabbai Sheni, the Israeli guy. He's really one of my special, very, very special Talmidim in the shul. And he took upon himself every year to now learn a new parish, to go through Pashut Psukim. And he would probably not be happy about me talking about this right now because he doesn't flaunt it and show it off. But it's a big chizik. He totally transformed his whole life. And Mamish, I get chizik from him every time I see him. So he finished Rashi the first year, and then the Ramban, and then the Ibn Ezra, and now he's up to Haksava Kabbalah. He chose Haksava Kabbalah, which was a sefer that he was always had some Natiyah, but now he's doing a Keseder, and he's writing down notes, and he's Mamish, the guy, I'm telling you right now, when I moved into Fairlawn, his life looked nothing like this, and he transformed his life. Mamish, one of the biggest chizukim I get from seeing him. So we were talking about this Haksava Kabbalah last night. So the Haksava Kabbalah asks the question on this pasuk. Not only is the lashon and the language of Lech Lecha problematic, but the next phrase is also problematic. Where should you go? Lech me'artzecha u'me'moladetecha u'me'beis avicha. Now, if I was asking you a question, you live in Echveis Woodner, okay? You live in Woodmere, and you live on Woodmere Boulevard. Yeah, that's like more of a... Yeah, guys live there?
Yeah.
Woodmere Boulevard. And I would ask you to please come to my house. I have to meet with you, Donnie. Come. So I say to you, Donnie, I need you to leave your house. Really, I need you to leave Woodmere. I know this is going to be hard. I need you to leave the five towns. And then I want you to come to Fairlawn. Okay? So that would be a normal way to say, or Chveis, I want you to come to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Rabino wants to meet with you. So he says to you, listen, I need you to leave New York, to leave your house, to leave New York, to leave America, and to come to Israeli society, to Eretz Yisrael. That would be a normal way to say, in a detailed process, you know, like way it says, take this, take this, take this. That's the way you do it. First you live here, then you leave there. There's a gradual process. Not like Tom and Mood, but Stam, like, right? This is a gradual process, the way you leave. Oh, but that's not what the Psukim say. Rabbi say, Lech Lecha, what does the Pasuk say? Me'artzicha, first leave your aretz. U'me'moladetcha, then you should leave your hometown, your lady, your community. And then where should you leave? U'me'beis avicha. It's a pella. It's unbelievable. What does this pasuk mean? It should be the reverse. First leave beis avicha. Then lech lecha me'moladetcha. Then, and lastly, when you're at the customs, I want you also to leave Artsakha. And don't forget your visa and your passport. That's the last stage. Me'artzakha. Question number two. Rabbi, I think there's something very fundamental going on in Parshas Lech Lecha behind the scenes that we were not aware of. And I'd like to introduce you to Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Tesem and Aleph. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesem and Aleph, Rabbi, is a fascinating Gemara. Those of you that have analyzed and discussed contradictions between science and halacha, okay, how does halacha, you know, people like talking about this topic a lot. Chazal said this, and the Metzius is like this. Some people like using it as questioning Chazal, questioning halacha. Whatever it is, this Gemara is a very important Gemara for that issue. I don't want to get into it right now, but the Chazanish based on this Gemara, says that it doesn't matter that there's a contradiction between halacha and science, because the world developed in a certain way, that there are 6,000 years of the world. But he said, we're getting close to 6,000. 6,000 years. The Gemara says, in Avarizar Daftes, Kedai Gemara to learn up, Sheshis Alafim Shana Haya Havia Oila. 6,000 years the world will be. What is the first set of years, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone know? Shnei Alafim Toihu. What does that mean? From Bereshis. Right? There was, they translated it as the land was desolate. That's not really what it means. The land was, the Ramban writes that part of creation was, there were things that were created in the Zman of Tohu, which just wasn't fully formed and reached the level of its full creation. It means the world was molecules, the world was atoms, the world was the basic ingredients for creation, but it didn't come into fruition yet. That's what Tohu was. Tohu does not mean like darkness, nothing. No, it was just not what?
It's gradual.
It was the beginning part of a process, not gradual. Because Baruch Hu had to still create it, but it was the beginning part of a process, like he's saying. Good. So that was the first 2,000 years. Who's the next 2,000 years? Everybody say, was Shnei Alafim what? What? No. 6,000 years was the world, says the Gemara. Shnei Alafim Tohu. Shnei Alafim Taira. That was the next set of 6,000 years, right? Of 2,000 years. So how many years we got so far?
4,000.
Very good. So what's the last 2,000 years? Shnei Alafim Yemayis HaMashiach. We are in the Zman, in the end. That's what everyone says. Zman HaChasim of Yemayis HaMashiach. It's Mamish this Gemara. This Gemara. So the Chazon Ish happens to learn something fascinating. That during those 2,000 years of Torah, what does that mean? Marsha asked on this Gemara, what does it mean? We don't have Torah now? We learn Geshmak Sugis. What do we have Torah? It says Chazanish, no. There were 2,000 years that Torah was formulated. Ad Chasimus HaTalmud, or Chasimus HaMishnah, whatever it was. There was, says the Chazanish, whatever Chazal understood in the Bria. Listen to this, everybody. This will answer a lot of questions. Says the Chazanish, whatever Chazal understood of science at that point in time, that is what's Koveya Halacha. Okay? This is something that Rav Asher Weiss yesterday spoke about at length. That there are no contradictions between science and Halacha. Science changes. Halacha never changes. That's one of the Yud Gimel Yikarim. We don't believe HaTorah Leitei Mechlefes. We don't believe that the Torah will change. So what do you do with things that we see differently? The way Chazal depicts certain things, and it's not the case, says the Chazon Ish, that's not a kasha. Because halacha is nikba in those 2,000 years. So whatever the situation looked like and appeared to be at those 2,000 years, azoi is halacha. Science is science. We're halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to follow Torah and mitzvahs at that stage, in that situation, and that's what's going to continue even in our door, even if the science is different. Unbelievable Chazon Ish. And that's what this Gemara say. So that those 2,000 years of Torah, which is not Talmud Torah, which is Kviyas HaTorah, Kviyas HaHalacha, establishment, Rabbi said, this is probably one of the most essential Gemaras that we should talk about fundamentally understanding the world and Halacha and Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. Shnei Alafim Torah, we're after the 2 years of Tayu, and we're before the 2,000 years of Tayu, and before the last 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach. But when did those 2,000 years of Torah begin? Anyone know? Avram Avinu. But not when Avram Avinu was born. And not when Avram Avinu was Makir as Boro. Which, by the way, we have a few different interpretations when Avram Avinu recognized that there was a Boro Yoyla. Does anyone have any ideas? Machloik is the Rambam and the Ravid. In Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. 3, according to Shitas HaRavid. 40, according to Shitas HaRambam. And the third Shita is what? 48. The Shita of the Medrash. The Ramach, in his Perish on the Rambam, doesn't think that they're necessarily a stira, but they were different stages in his development and how much he was makir, the Bayre. It was a growing process. That was a gradual process. But that's not what the Gemara says. And I don't think it's a steerer to the Gemara. The Gemara says that the 2,000 years of Torah, which the Chazon Ish is saying, is essential for our Hashkafa and our Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs. Those mid-2,000 years started when? When Avraham Avinu was what? Was 52 years old. After the latest age of that Machloikis, the Medrash, the Ravid, and the Rambam. 5 years after the age of 48. Okay? Which, by the way, the Medrash gets to the 48, when he was Makir his Bayre, was when Dor HaFlaga happened. Okay? So this is 5 years later after the Dor HaFlaga. Avraham Avinu what? Starting introducing Torah to the world. V'hanefesh asher asu b'choron, as Rashi says in this week's Parsha, as you will all see when you're Maver Sedra, that Avraham Avinu and Sarah were Megayer Geirim, and they were Oise, these nefashos, by being Loimed Torah. You actually create Kolam Alamnes Ben Chaveru Torah Ki'ilu Aso Ki'ilu Yilado. It's mamish a shutfus in a creation of a person. Nebuch Rachmano Litzlan, if a person has a child and he doesn't teach him Torah, or he doesn't allow him to grow in spirituality and Yiddishkeit, Chazal are telling you, then what? Lo Asahu Lo Yilado. You're missing out on children. That's not what Puru Ravu is about. It's about a life that connects to the Eibishter. That's what Chazal say. If Kolam Labdes Ben Chaveru, that's what it means. So when did Avraham Avinu start Torah? When he started influencing Nefesh Asher Asu B'Choron. When he started making these people in Choron and actually giving them true meaning to life. When he was 52 years old. I don't have time to get into it. I gave a whole schmooze in the shul on Shmini Atzeres about the significance of the number 52, and I think it really ties into this Gemara as well. Shmini Atzeres, as we know, is the Nun Beis Yoim after Rosh Chodesh El. It's a process that we get to a stage, the Avoid of Shmini Atzeres. We don't need any other mitzvahs. We don't need any other paraphernalia in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Sukkot, not Esrog, not Lulav, nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ach v'rak, v'ayisa ach sameach, I want you to be with me, Yoim Echad, just me and you together, nothing else. Why? Because you are now on the 52nd day, which is what? Oisi ois ben. We now reach the stage of being Bonim Lamok. Shmini Atzeres, when I'm with my father, and when it doesn't, we don't need a caterer, we don't need a chef, we don't need streamers, we don't need, you know, advertising, we don't need marketing, and we don't need all these other intermediaries. We just want to bond and sit together and spend time. Avraham Avinu reached the age of 52, and then he was ready to start influencing Am Yisrael v'Nefesh Asher Asu B'char. My Rav Rabbeisa, if Avraham Avinu was 52, when the 2,000 years of Torah began, and there were 2,000 years from creation, right, that were proceeding. So we're up to 4,000, 2,000, 2,000, and our 2,000 Yimos HaMashiach. Just a simple cheshbon ha'ara, Rabbi Yisai. Just parenthetically. Fascinating. How old was Avraham Avinu when he was born? In the years from creation. Well, I'm sorry, what year of creation, from the creation of the world, was the world up to when Avraham Avinu, the spark of this new transformation, this new beginning, if I would call the Aschalta de Geula, what age was the world at that point in time, Sofer? 1948. Weiter. Halo Davaru. But Tosfos has a bam kasha in this Gemara. Avraham Avinu was 52, was Oisio's ben, when he started influencing Klal Yisrael, when he started the years of Torah. Says Tosfos is a big problem. V'afal gav, what is Tosfos doing whenever he says V'afal gav, Rabbi Yisai? Tosfos has an implied kasha. Excellent. D'chsiv. Va'avrom ben chomesh v'shivim shanu b'tzeiso mecharon. What's Tosfos kasha, Rabbi Yisai, in Avodah Zarah, daf teso med aleph? What's Tosfos kash and avoid his or daftesom and aleph? The pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha says Avram Avinu kashiyatsa micharon was what? Was 75. What 52? Who 52? Where 52? He was 75. It's shteitin pasuk. What do we do, Rabbi Yisai? Contradiction between the psukim and the Gemara. Zok Tosfos. It's not schwer. Listen to what Tosfos says. Shtei yitzias havu. Sharei bebris brein apsorim. Hoyo ben shivim. Vozo yer beretz Yisrael. Vishuv chozor lecharon vozo shom chomishonim. Says Tosfos, bikoyach this question. You have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was originally mitztaveh before Parshas Lech Lecha. A tzivur for Avram Avinu to leave. And that was obviously at the age of Nun Beis, 52. And Tosfos says that I'll prove to you that this Parsha of Lech Lecha being 75 was not the first time he got a tzivur to leave. Because Tosfos proves, and this is Tosfos and the Rosh and Shabbos and Daf Yud as well, that the Bris Bein Absarim happened when Avram Avinu was what? Was 70 years old. How could the Bris Bein Absarim happen when he was 70 years old? Like Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking about it, the Bris Bein Absarim, if the whole Parshas Lech Lecha only began when he was 75. Elamai, there was already a conversation going on from earlier years, from way before the Bris Bein Absarim, from the age of 52, and therefore the Bris Bein Absarim happened at 70, which, by the way, Tosfos and Shabbos writes, is the answer to the contradiction that Rashi works on. How long were we in Golos Mitzrayim? 400 years or 430 years? He says that that's the pshat, that it really was from the age of 70, and Memele Cheshbon's out to 430 years, 30 years from 70 to when he was 100, to when he had Yitzchak Avinu, and then 400 years from there. That's the answer to the steer. But Rabbi Yisai, what comes out of this Tosfos is a chiddush nifla ad lamoid. A greater chiddush than Ben, than Nun Beis, and a greater chiddush than 1948. The biggest chiddush of it all, Rabbi Yisai. Is that what? Lech Lecha was not the first conversation. Lech Lecha, says Tosfos, was after a long dialogue and already a process. And guess what, Rabbi Yisai? I'd like to suggest that Avram Avinu failed originally. Avram Avinu was told to leave, but what did Avram Avinu do, says Tosfos? Avram Avinu what? Why were they shtei yitzias, says Tosfos? Because Avram Avinu went back to where? He went back to Chor. Now, with this background, with this Gemara and Avodah Zarah, I'd like to start a new beginning to my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Nochem. Let's start over. Avram Avinu, I need you to go. But I need you to go in a much different way. Because the first time didn't work back. By virtue of the fact that you're going back, and you're being a shinui hachoizer libriyoso, to quote the Gemara in Baba Kama in Meseches Merubah, you are a changed person that really goes back to his original state, then you didn't chap the message. You didn't understand what I was telling you. Lech lecha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to go. I want you to go. But don't misunderstand me that this is just a temporary geographical location, says the Ksav V'Kabbalah. Because if it was a geographical location, says the Ksav V'Kabbalah, then we're 100% right. then the first thing you should say is what? Leave your Beis Avicha, and then leave your Moladetecha, and then leave your, with your passport and your visas and everything you're going to go out with customs, you should leave Me'artzecha. That is the gradual process to leave a country, a household, a community. Mi Beis Avicha, Mi Moladetecha, Me'artzecha. But that's not what the Pasuk says the Ksav HaKabbalah. It reverses the order. Why does it reverse the order, says the Ksav HaKabbalah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell Avram Avinu, I don't only want you to leave physically. I don't want you to leave your location. Because if that's going to be your departure, then guess what? You're going to take a return flight back and go back to Haran like you just did. From when we discussed this at the age of 52. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a new tzivoy for you. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetecha u'mibeis avicha. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, I want you to be a yotzei b'machshav, halichas ha'machshav. Halichas, the intellectual halicha as well. I want you to start a new hashkaf. And from an intellectual standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, it's much harder. And this is the order and the Seder HaDvarim. Much easier for a person to start new. Yeah, I'll just go move into a new house. Move into a new land, a new community. But even when I'm in that new community, that new land, what? My family, my parents, my people, my Bnei Bayis, they're still on my mind. I'm still connected to them. And that finally is Mibeis Avicha. That is the process from an intellectual standpoint of how a person departs from a land. We know this vart from the Baal Shem Tov Rabbi Yisai. Baal Shem Tov said a gevaldig yisoid from a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin in the fourth parak tells us, discussing the halachas of tchumen that come up, Rabbi Yisai, not as common in many of our communities, but is possible, and very much comes up in the bungalow, Rabbi Yisai, where you're not in a heavy, populated, civilized area, and there's a lot of empty land. A person has to realize if they go for a stroll, right? I don't care if it's a Shabbos walk or whatever it is, Rabbi Yisai. You go for a stroll and you're out of boundaries, tarte mashma. You go for a stroll, so in addition to the fact that you could have yichud issues, right, as we know, the Gemara says in Megillah with Devaira, there were yichud issues even under a tree, right? Yichud does not have to do with walls, as we learned. I didn't learn with you guys. We learned Tilchus Yichud. Yichud applies outside, Rabbi Yisai, in a field. But there's also problems on Shabbos of Tchumen, of walking too far outside the Tchum. So a person has to be kind of shvisa. Sometimes I'm going to go to a faraway place and I want to be kind of shvisa. I want to make sure that I can walk there, but I'm limited that I can't walk past 2,000 amis. So how do I do that? So says the Gemara, there's a chiddush that if you don't have any food and you don't have the ability to put it there, so the Gemara discusses that if a person has his machshava, that there's a mailbox over there, and that's where I want to be kind of shvisa, and there's a specific defined area that has the ability to be your home, and then your 2,000 amas could start from there. So basically, I just created a bonus of 2,000 amas. If Felder lives 3,000 amas away from me, I could still get to his house, even though that's out of 2,000 amas outside the tchum. Why? Because my 2,000 amas start by the mailbox and not by my home, which is 3,000 amas away. But how does that work? Says the Gemara, because a person's makom is where his machshav is. A person's place is where his mind is where his focus is. That's Lech Lecha. That's what the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying, what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Person's life is where his machshavas are. It's where his focus is. It's where he's putting his mind. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, let's do this again, refresh. Let's start over. Let's start this trip again. New terms. Don't just go. Go like the Ksav HaKabbalah says. Go in this order. Me'artzcha miladcha u'mibeis avicha. Go and start new. Why was that necessary, Rabbi Yisai? Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach us? What was the problem with the first Halicha? Why did Avram Avinu go back? Because if your machshavas are not there, Rabbi Yisai, if you're not fully there like the Baal Shem Tov saying, then this is not going to be a change. This is not going to be a new beginning. This is not going to be a new start. Your problem, Avraham Avinu, was that your original halicha was not, what's the word? Lecha. It wasn't yours. You weren't building your own dream. You weren't building your own process, your own halicha, your own life. You were living for other people. You were just looking at this as a mere departure from a locale, from a location, and a switch of spats. But you still were living the same old life, just in a different area. And that's what ultimately caused you to go back to Haran. And we lost everything that we succeeded to do. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the first years of Torah were good, and you were convincing, it wasn't full. And I need to start a new parsha, lech lecha, a new try, a second yitziyah. That's yours. That's not anyone else's plan. Rabbi say the Medrash HaGodol says on this pasuk, lech lecha, Avraham Avinu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, what are they going to say? They're all going to laugh at me. Says the Medrash. My yoimru. You know what I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers? Who cares? Umikal olcho or. Those that believe in you, that bless in you, let them be blessed. Those that curse you, they're cursed themselves. Doesn't only mean that, that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's granting a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling Avraham Avinu, this is Yiddishkeit. Who gives a hoot about these other chevra, what they think? Who are they? They're mekal cha'or. They're a nothing. Look at their purpose of life. That's what's going to stop your mission? Mayoimru acherim? What other people... You're now creating a brand new halich. Moirei v'raboisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the first tzivoy of a yid to be a hoilech. Mehalchem bein ha'oim dimo'ele. You are greater than a malach. A malach is an oimid. A malach in Kedusha stands with 1-2 feet together. He can't walk. That's the symbol of a malach. He's an oimid. He doesn't grow. He doesn't have a process. He has a shlichus and gehendik. He can't even do a second shlichus. You are not a malach. The definition of being a yid is being a lech lecha, is being a choylech. Mehalchem bein ha'oimdim. But I want to tell you right now, what does halicha mean? And I'm demonstrating with you, because now, Avram, I see you went back to Haran. How's it possible you went back to Haran? Because you didn't understand what it means to be a hoilich. A hoilich means a lech lecha. And it's not that Avram Avinu needed profit. It's not that Avram Avinu needed extra cash. Avram Avinu needed to get smeared by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in order to take this trip. Like we learned the Pashup Shad in Rashi, L'toivoscha v'lahana oscha, that Rashi was stuck, so therefore he said, Avraham Avinu says, what's in it for me? Chalila v'chas. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, ultimately, it might not look this way, but I promise you, you will all build the who you are, and this will benefit you to take your own trip. To take a trip that's l'cha. Rabbi say, whenever we have lecha in Shas, in Psachim, in Sukkah, Rabbi say, lecha lemu'ute what? Lemu'ute Sukkah gzula. Lemu'ute shel acherim. Lulav shelcha. Right? Lecha. Lecha v'lo l'acherim. Take your own trip. Take your own mahalach. Lech lecha. And not the mahalach of other people. Or mayoimru other people. Mikal lecha or. And ultimately, when you take your own trip, when you go here not only physically but psychologically, emotionally, and become a yid, not only with the motions and with the physical alicha, but with the intense feeling and commitment and conviction of what a halicha of a yid requires. Of what the Baal Shem Tov is saying, that your machshava should be there, that you will never even imagine to go back to Haran. Then, you'll see, it'll be l'tevoscha l'anoscha.
you'll build a new religion that will be the most meaningful religion in the world. Let's not go the way the original halicha was. You went back to Chara, no more. Now I'm introducing a halicha, but not just a lech. A lech lecha. And a lech lecha with me. Artzecha mi lomalatcha mi beis avicha. In that process. Because it introduces this new dimension. Boisai, I was sitting with a boy, one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva. We were talking about a plan for his future. And I was asking him what his natiyah is, what he enjoys, what is. And he was telling me, I said, maybe you should explore that option. If you have a yearning, if you have a connection, if you feel driven towards that profession, whatever it was. And he says to me, Rebbe, I can't. I said, why? He says, because that's not the picture that I grew up with. That's not the painting that my community, that my family created for me. They're not going to be happy with it. And now, Chas v'Shalom, Rabbi Yisrael, am I telling you to ignore and to be disrespectful? But ultimately, Rabbi Yisrael, that's a problem. Because you need to build Lech Lecha. You need to build the dream that's yours. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain natiyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you certain drives that are not necessarily the same drives as your Beis Avicha. And that's a picture that you have to paint and not allow that other people to paint. But more importantly, Rabbi said, this exists in the world of religion. We all, including myself, grew up in communities that were a little surprised with the way we came back. Let's leave it at that. And sometimes we struggle with people that are not happy with what we're doing or our new practices or our new usage of times. And it's a struggle. And we don't necessarily hang out in the same way. And Chalil of Echas, Rabbi Yisrael, am I saying that a person should be disconnected, absolutely, and they should chas v'shalom, always do things b'sever panim yafis and do things in a respectful manner. But Rabbi said, just because other people are not going in the mahalach that you're going, does not mean that it's a wrong mahalach. Adarabba, most of the time, honestly, most of the time they're jealous of you. Most of the time, people that are really, what do you care? What do you care what I do? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu. Who cares about them? You know who I care about? Ultimately, Avraham Avinu, they're going to see. And they're going to be v'nevirchu v'cha kol mishpacho sa'atama. Don't let anyone else stop you, Rabbi Yisrael. If you have a drive, if you, Baruch Hashem, had a certain fire that was ignited, wherever it was, whether it was in yeshiva here or it was in Eretz Yisrael, as Baruch Hashem, many of us had, you have to continue to be a mahalach. You have to continue to be a lech. And if you stop and you say, no, I'm in a new stage, and I got to go back to the old times, I got to go back to Charan, and HaKadosh Baruch says, you missed the boat. You have to continue growing like a spiral. And make sure that the place that you were at this point of the year, last year, in the world going around, is not necessarily that same place on the same level. It might be the same date, but it's on another ring higher. That's what a spiral is. That's what Rav Dessler says is the mahalach of a Jewish life. It's not round. It's not a circle. It's a spiral. And don't let anyone else who might be on last year's ring or on the ring beforehand tell you or stop you from going. Chalila. Exactly the conversation and the second try, the retry, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu. Don't stop. And yes, there are going to be naysayers, there are going to be people that want to pull you down, that want you to stop growing, that want you to talk like you spoke, to speak about things the way you used to speak about things, to have the language that you used to have,
to not put in the time to other things and put into time of all the other narishkeit that we used to do together in high school. No, I'm not there anymore. That's not where I'm holding it. And with all due respect, I love you. And I'm going to be there for you when you need me. But understand that I'm grown. And I'd love it if you grow with me. But please don't bring me down. Please don't make me come down or don't make this difficult. Because I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. That if I want this to work, it's got to be my dream. It's got to be my process. It's got to be my trip. It's got to be lecha velo shel acherim. It's got to be, stop worrying, Avraham Avinu, what other people are going to say, like the Medrash HaGadol says. And it's got to be fully. It can't just be in the motions. It can't just be about shuckling. It can't but just be about dress. That I wear different shirts or I wear different pants. Or I show up to Seder. Or I talk with the Rebbe and pretend. It's got to be me'artzucha, me'moladcha, me'beis havicha, like the Ksav Kabbalah says in Machshav. It's got to be tochel kibor, it's got to be through and through. That's the only way it's going to work. And chevra, if this helps, Rabbi Yisai, the first people that are going to see through it are the girls that you're going to date. They have a very, bina yisera. Well, you know what bina yisera is, Rabbi Yisai? They could see through a YU guy like anything. They're full of shtick. They have a bina yisera, sometimes better than the Rebbe. Some of you guys can chop me sometimes. They have it. So everybody said, let's do it real. Let's do it real. Let's make a lech lecha. Let's go with the process of aksava kabbalah. Me'aretzcha, me'moladcha, me'beis avicha. That it's not just about a halicha, physical halicha. It's not just about, okay, I do certain things. I finished high school. I went to Eretz Yisrael. Now I go through the YU stage. And then what happens? Nebuch rachmano litzlan. Boom, 5 years after YU, I'm back where I started. Stop! Lech lecha! Get on the spiral! Be koine shvisa like the Baal Shem Tov with the mailbox! With the machshava! That's what I want! Not just on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all through the year! I want Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to be holding in a different ring! It's real, it's true! It's emistic! And it's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told my grandfather Avraham Avinu! Who had the same struggles that I have. Rabbi Yisai, this Tosis in Avodah Zarah is the biggest chizik I ever had. You want to know why? Because Avraham Avinu went through the same issues that I do. He failed. Because he looked at Yiddishkeit and following the tzivui of Hashem as just walking and switching a location and buying a house in a new community. And you know what? When the real estate went up, he sold it, he bought in his old place. That's not what it's about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. I'm not asking you about buying property. I'm not asking you about switching your visa or your passport. I'm asking about a seichel. About a lave. About getting into Yiddishkeit. About making a path. Lecha veloy la'acherim. Like we darshan by sukkah. So Merav Rabbi said, let's take this chizuk. Let's take the moments that we have. The small zman that we have. Short zman that we have left in yeshiva. And let's make sure that it's always going to be like this. Always up and up and up and up. And not just physically, but intellectually, psychologically, emotionally. And my entire being will be mekayim, the first tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of lech lecha, me'artzecha, u'mimoladcha, u'mibeis avicha. And I made my own path and built my own dream and fulfilled what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me when I came down into this world and I took a shvua to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed tells us. Shvua nishpati! I took a shvua! Tiye tzadik v'al tiye rasha. Don't be mechal that shvua. Don't be violate bal yachal dvara. And let's grow together and let's build our own paths. And find the way we can get higher and higher in our Avodas Hashem in Yiddishkeit and continue the travels of Lech Lecha of this week's parsha. Schultz, it's Yosef.
Yeah. One of them, yeah, one of you text.